Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A request by Commission President Ursula von der Leyen for EU countries to put forward two names, one male and one female, to bid for a place in her new team has fallen on deaf ears in capitals right the way across Europe, including in Dublin. Ms. von der Leyen has written to all member states asking for two names so she can appoint the most gender-balanced commission possible. However, the government here insists that Michael McGrath is Ireland's nominee for the role, and only Michael McGrath. Tara Farrell, one of the founders of See Her Elected, CEO of Longford Women's Links, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, Philip.
What should the government do?
I think, I suppose, to go back to, you know, the basics. I mean, this is the first, I think, major battle and major test of authority in von der Leyen's second term. And looking at, you know, the discussions and the comments from both Micheál Martin and from Simon Harris, you know, the process seems to be done in, to an extent, in terms of the Irish nomination. And I think if the nominations had been, you know, put forward or being publicised after the letter, it would be one thing. But to put forward somebody else now, having given the backing to Micheál McGrath, I think it's a very, very tricky situation, and I can't see the Irish government changing. And they're not the only one. I mean, there's nine member states have confirmed their candidates, and none of them have put forward two candidates. And we look at the likes of Spain and Sweden, who have nominated female candidates. You know, will they be asked to put forward male candidates? So there's a lot of things to happen, I think, over the next couple of weeks.
That's very interesting that you're balancing principle and pragmatism in your own considerations here, because, of course, given the stance that has been taken in so many other European capital cities, if we do put forward both male and female candidates now, it's entirely likely that she's just going to automatically opt for the female candidate.
Well, there's a couple of issues there, I suppose. First of all, there's this, and it's a widespread challenge no matter what election you're looking at or no matter what process you're looking at, is that challenge of incumbency. When you look at the, you know, the commissioners that are coming back, those countries don't need to put forward two candidates. And I think to date, three of those that are coming back are men. So she is going to run into issues already with her gender balance. I think, I suppose, there's a couple of issues also, is that, you know, there's no surprises with her request, given her, you know, her gender equality focus in her first term. But the key for me here is, you know, what are the consequences if the request isn't complied with? So if there's going to be no consequences, which there aren't, there's no legal basis for this request. You know, the Commission have been clear that they won't, they even said it, you know, they won't speculate on the process and any hypothetical scenarios, I think was the term they used. But the problem for the Commission is that this isn't hypothetical. You know, there are member states that are already just putting forward one candidate. So if there's no consequence, then why would you comply?
That might actually be something that she seeks to make part of her legacy, that the legal requirement there would change into the future. Would you support that?
Well, I think it's a similar discussion to the ones we've had around, you know, gender quotas here in the general elections. And I know that, you know, we've been one of the organisations that would support gender quotas for local election. But that's a very long-term process. And the whole area of underrepresentation of women in political life, you know, there has to be widespread systemic change. And, you know, there has been a lot of change, you know, even since 2019. And we've had, you know, very good gender balance in terms of the commission there. But, you know, when we're looking at widespread discussions around quotas and candidate selection, we have seen they have had an impact in Irish politics. And I think they would have a greater impact in local elections as well. But it does need to be a longer term issue. I don't see how, you know, even one or two states might roll back, but I can't see the nine to date all rowing back and deciding to put forward two. So there's maybe a little bit of a power play here, but I mean, it is the member states who nominate the commissioners. So they are going to be looking at the issue of autonomy, and none of them may comply. So then you have a rebellion of sorts, and it's a pity that it's on this particular issue.
Again, with that, you know, little bit of principle, little bit of pragmatism through which you're viewing this particular decision now, the government might also be disadvantaging itself. Any government might disadvantage itself by not putting forward the strongest single candidate possible when it comes to divvying out the portfolios.
That's true. And I mean, she does have to look at, you know, party balance, geographical balance, gender balance. And there's a lot of, you know, haggling behind closed doors, maybe some not so behind closed doors, you know, in terms of the portfolios. And a lot of the member states are seeking those big portfolios, the trade, the economic policy and so on. I suppose the question is, you know, if we were to suddenly put forward a second nomination, are we actually saying that that would have an impact on the portfolio, even though the government have been very clear who they're backing?
Okay. The Irish Times reports that Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that it was a clear decision of the government to nominate the former finance minister and that government will respond in due course to her letter. So, nothing changes there then, I'm afraid, Tara. It looks like this is kind of fait accompli. Tara Farrell, one of the founders of See Her Elected, CEO of Longford Women's Link. Thank you very much.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.